was very encouraged by that move because it will make a significant contribution to more Australians having a chance of having a half-decent retirement income, really. 9% is not sufficient for the vast majority of Australians. It is for a few people at the top end and so of town and so on, but for a lot of Australians, 9% is not enough. 12% will be better, be more helpful, even though it's going to be some time before that's put in place in total.
Sounds like you'd like to see it higher than 12%.
Yes, but one step at a time.
How much do you think it needs to be for Australians to have an adequate retirement?
Well, 15% is a figure that's been talked about, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at once we get to the 12% and take stock of the demands being made on people in retirement, because as we're aging and more exposed to health and medical expenditures of various kinds in old age, I think a significant proportion of retirement income is going to be directed to those health and hospital expenses, which governments are not going to be able to afford. So to the extent that we make more private provision, self-provision for these expenditures through increases in the super guarantee, including perhaps beyond the 12%, some dedicated component that would be tied to health expenditures, that would be something to be considered. But let's get to the 12% and tidy up a few other things with the existing arrangements and to make it fairer and more equitable and take stock at that point.
For low-income earners, the government's also throwing in $500 a year to help offset fees associated with the super accounts. Is that enough?
That will be very helpful. But the sort of people I'm thinking about are mainly low-income people, but also people who don't normally have an opportunity to have a long period of time in the workforce to accumulate a decent retirement income. And women, of course, are very much in that category with absences from the workforce in many cases for children and that sort of thing.
The government says this compulsory super guarantee increase is possible because of its plan to impose a 40% super profits tax on mining companies. But the miners won't be paying for the super increases, small businesses will be. Is it fair to link the two?
I don't see a particularly close link between the two, but I'm very supportive of a resource rent tax on super profits. I think that's long overdue, to be honest, and I'm amazed that there's such vocal opposition, not from the miners, one has to expect that kind of reaction, but it's very disappointing to hear the coalition expressing such views so strongly too, because I think it's very much in the national interest for a greater share, and even under the present arrangements, the government is talking about leaving 60% of the super profits with the mining companies, but to get 40% of the super profits for the community from the development of their non-renewable resources and an opportunity to invest that money in the future, for future generations of Australians, in infrastructure, and in a sort of indirect kind of way through the increased guarantee arrangements, is all to the good in my view.
The big miners have been quite vocal about this in recent days, BHP Billiton, Rio, Fortescue Metals. Are they crocodile tears or...?
There's inevitably some crying wolf in all this. I can't imagine too many of these mining executives running away from resource developments in Australia to other countries. Australia has relatively very rich, low-cost deposits. The deposits are well served by good infrastructure. They're relatively close to ports, close to the markets. And despite what they're saying about the sort of political economic environment, Australia is still pretty attractive in that regard. So I think there is some crying wolf here, but in the event, and I think it's unlikely myself, but in the event that there were to be significant retrenchments of the prospective developments by the existing companies, or that they were to go offshore, which I don't think they will, but if they were, I'm sure there would be plenty of other companies that would be ready to come in behind under the kind of tax regime that's being talked about.
As a former Reserve Bank Governor, Bernie Fraser, I'm keen also to hear what you think about the Henry tax review in its entirety and the government's response to date.
Well, there's not much tax reform in what we've heard today, but from what I know of it, which is not a lot at this stage, I think there are lots of things in the Henry review that future governments can delve into to find ways to make the tax system fairer. And to me, that's basically what tax reform is about, making the tax system fairer. And I don't just mean lower taxes. And we have to raise a certain amount of tax to fund the services that we need. In a way, taxes, you know, are really the cost of living in a civilized society. So we have to pay a certain amount of tax. The critical thing is that this be done fairly. And so far, these issues haven't been addressed by the policymakers. But I think there are some propositions in the Henry report, including some that have been ruled out, I'm afraid to say, by governments and by the government and implicitly by the opposition as well. But there will be things there that will hopefully be reviewed and taken up by later governments, maybe with a bit more courage, a bit more statesmanship about them than what we've seen in the past.
Which things do you wish the government hadn't ruled out?
Some of the things like negative gearing and capital gains on high-priced houses, they're things that should be considered because the alternative to dealing with housing booms is by pushing up interest rates, and if you push them high enough, that will deal with the housing problem, but it will catch a lot of people who aren't speculating or investing in housing as well. And it's always seemed to me that tax can deal with these problems in a more specific way, and I think it's a pity to rule them out.
They're just too politically unpalatable, perhaps.
They seem to be for the present generation of politicians, yeah.